Wow, you
that's
open mind.
That has the when little boys, black boys and girls, see that man being held down until he dies, that's got to be traumatic for those kids. That man could have been any one of their fathers. How do you justify that? It's one thing to justify John Wayne killing Native Americans and spanking women. It's quite in a film. It's quite another thing to see reality of four white policemen holding one black man down until he dies. I don't see it the way you do. I don't see it the way anyone does. But I'll bet black mothers see it the way I do.
I'm sure they do. Well, I totally get the view once you mention that. And you don't have to worry. We're going to get wealthy enough where when you get sick, we'll be there to take care of you. You don't have to worry about that no more. You got new grandkids and new sons.
Will you put that in a contract and send it to me?
I will. I definitely will. Okay. You got my word. My word is better than a contract. Hey, my word is better than a contract.
Hey, I want it in writing. Don't tell them, give me your word. I want it in writing.
Oh, my goodness. You're so funny. You should have been a comedian, too.
You think I'm joking about that? That's not funny.
Oh, you really want that contract.
Don't say it if you don't mean it. Put your money where your mouth is and the pencil on the paper.
So before we end this interview, what are some of the things you think that we as black people could do right now as a community? Because, you know, we have an organization that we're starting called Looking for a Black Agenda, where we're going to try to start to help the rest of the community. We don't want to get wealthy and leave the less fortunate ones behind, the slow learners or the ones who got bamboozled in the thinking that they couldn't make it. We want to try to give everybody a hand. So what are some of the things you think that we could do to assist them?
First thing you can do is refuse to use the word white when you refer to people who are lighter skin, because they aren't white. There aren't any white people on this earth, except in Tanzania, where there is a large group of albinos. The rest of us are all shades of brown. So if you want to know what color to call somebody, go to the thesaurus and look up synonyms for brown. And then start calling people by those names instead of black and white. Another thing you can do is get this magazine, April 2018, National Geographic Magazine. These are twin girls. They are not biracial. There's only one race here, and it's the human race. These are twin girls. Read this magazine. Get it into your kids' heads. And in that magazine, you will find this. Several pages of people of different colors. And under each one of them is a number. These are numbers on the color wheel, the Pantone color wheel. Everybody has a Pantone name, number, on their because of the color of their skin. There isn't a white person on this color wheel. There isn't a white person on this list of people, the pictures of people. There isn't one person on here whose skin is this color, people. You need to realize that. Tell your kids the truth. Another thing you need to do is before they go to school, introduce them to this. Get a picture in your mind of the map of the world that you saw hanging on the walls of the school when you were a kid. You remember Greenland hanging down there in the middle of that thing like a great big ripe plum? That map was a Mercator map, and it was used to show the spread of Christianity. Now, I get all kinds of people saying, that's not the reason that map is made. Well, they're wrong, it is. You need to see a new world view. Look at this. This is the Peters projection map. The sizes on this map are right. The locations are right. The shapes are distorted, but the sizes and the locations are right. And look at little Greenland up here. Little teeny tiny Greenland. This map is correct as far as size and location. You need to know that. If you look again at the Mercator map, on the legend at the bottom of the map, it says South America is actually 9 times larger than Greenland. But it isn't on the Mercator map. But you have to read the legend to see that. Teachers don't read that legend to their children. I doubt that teachers know that themselves. You need, your children need to see a new look at the world. Look at this, and then go to ODTmaps.com. Order copies of this map. Hand it out. Everywhere you go, hand out copies of this map. Take this map to the prison that you came out of and hand out copies of it. They have a wrong view of the world in that prison, as well as their view of the world is distorted in many ways. But this is something they have had since they were, well, since they were born, because this, the Mercator map we've been using for that many years. We've got to re-educate our children. We've got to educate our children before they go to school, because if we don't, if they are black boys, they are not going to get the proper education. You need to have every parent of a black male child have that child, or have somebody who knows what they're talking about, test that child to find out whether he sees words the way they're written or hears words the way they're said. And that's very simple. You just have to put the word on up in front of a group of third graders, and half of them will say on and the other half will say no, because they don't see words the way they're written. If your child or any child has that kind of a learning difference, every teacher who has that child in school has to teach to that difference. And there's a way to teach to that difference so that every child will graduate from high school and every child will feel good about how he can read and spell. Make no mistake about that. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Get a hold of, or Google Orton, O-R-T-O-N. Orton Dyslexia, D-Y-S-L-E-X-I-A Society. Orton Dyslexia Society, and insist that your children, if they show that they don't, that they do have a problem seeing words the way they're written or hearing words the way they're said, you must insist that the school hire a trained tutor to teach those kids how to read. You have a right to that as a taxpayer in the United States. You have a right to have your children in school learn to read. That's only a few things you could do. I could go on for the next 3 hours.
Well, we're gonna let you go in a few minutes. I'm going to ask a couple more questions, and then we're going to let the audience ask you a couple questions. Now, you've been all over the world and on platforms, so many platforms you've been on. How much more is it going to take before people get it?
See, they're coming around now. When I watch all those people of different colors and different ages and different genders and different gender orientations and different cultures in the street protesting against the treatment of those black men in this country, I think we're on our way. If we can keep this passion alive and use it in November to vote this fool out of office, that could make a tremendous difference, a positive difference. If we don't do that, I have little faith in what will happen to this country if he has 4 more years. So what we have to do is realize that we're on our way now. We're on our way. We can make a difference if we keep on shouting and pushing, and we're not gonna be looting and shooting. That fool had that backward too. He says, first comes looting and then comes shooting. We white folks have done the shooting first and then the looting. First we shot people in this country, and then we looted their homes and killed their wives and took their land. So he's got that backward too, but probably he's dyslexic also. But now we're on our way. All we have to do is keep on going.
Thank you for that. We're going to open it, but if anybody else have any questions for her, we're going to do 3 people and then let her go. We done worked her. She done gave us a lot today for free. Thank you again for your time. And we're going to work on that contract.
Yeah, you promise. Sure you are. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. After I read those books, I'm going to read those books too.
I'm serious. You get that National Geographic magazine and you order some of these maps. This is called the Peters Projection Map. You order these and you have them in your home. You put them on the wall so that your child gets a better view of the world than he'll get when he goes to school.